FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Well, the world's attention is turning to the US, where Donald Trump is about to officially begin his second term as president. He'll be sworn in about 2 hours' time in a ceremony that has now been moved indoors, reportedly due to freezing weather. He's at a church service in Washington at the moment, ahead of his inauguration as the 47th US president. Meanwhile, outgoing President Joe Biden has issued a series of preemptive pardons for people Trump may see as enemies. Sky's U.S. correspondent Mark Stone is in Washington.
These public servants, Biden said, have served our nation with honor and distinction and do not deserve to be the targets of unjustified and politically motivated prosecutions.
Residents of Guadaguza are confident that energy regulator NERSA will be able to help resolve their electricity woes. They wrote to the regulator urging it to intervene in the ongoing power supply issues in the area. Some communities say they've gone days without lights. Apart from approving electricity tariffs, the energy regulator's mandate also includes dispute resolution and the handling of complaints. Chairman of the Dolphin Coast Ratepayers Association, Dion Fulyun, says they approached NERSA after failed attempts to engage Guadaguza Municipality. This led them to escalating the matter to NERSA.
They have sent our demand and our request for an opportunity to assist and cooperate directly to the municipality. We obviously wanted to avoid this kind of situation because this is getting a bit of a big kick to go to NERSA. We have interacted with our municipality on our concerns around electricity for the last 6 years. We wrote them a letter on the 16th of December, and to date we still haven't had a reply to our letter, and that's when the electricity outages started. And we then followed up on a number of occasion.
Guadaguza Municipality says restoration of supply is ongoing. Officials say the outages are being tackled section by section. Last week, the deputy mayor went out with a team that was repairing a cable that had blown. The municipality says other problems causing the cuts include voltage transformer failures and overloaded substations. A 35-year-old man accused of distributing child abuse material on a global scale is due back in a Gauteng court next week. Darren Wilkin was arrested on Friday at a complex in Midrand after local and international authorities discovered electronic devices containing over 10 million illicit videos and images of children. Wilkin made his first appearance in the Randburg Magistrates Court today. The magistrate granted the state's request for a week's postponement.
Okay, Mr. Wilkin, your matter is postponed to the 28th of January 2025 for further investigation regarding your bail application. You are in custody, no bail, court 11. Thank you, sir.
And authorities are warning consumers about criminals exploiting online shopping customers with scams. A common scam is one where fraudsters impersonate courier companies and claim consumers owe a small fee for duties or taxes. The South African Express Parcel Association says clicking on the link, victims unknowingly provide their credit card information to make the payment. It says most of the scams often involve low-value amounts to avoid suspicion. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Chelsea out to end a winless run in the Premier League against strugglers Wolves this evening. The Sharks have drawn Lyon in the Challenge Cup playoffs, and the Paarl Royals host the Joburg Super Kings in the Betway SA20 at Boland Park tonight.